Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English. Every Monday, we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football, and make some predictions for next weekend. We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comment section.
Hi there, I'm Jack. You can comment on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page, if that's where you're listening to us. There were some superb matches in Match Week 29, so let's get on with this week's roundup.
Rashford double sees off Liverpool. Two first half goals from Marcus Rashford was enough to see off Liverpool's challenge for second place in the Premier League. An own goal from Eric Bailly meant a nervous finish for United, but they held on comfortably in the end. Chelsea battle past Palace. Chelsea warmed up for their Champions League match against Barcelona with a 2-1 win against Crystal Palace. An own goal and one from Willian was enough for Chelsea, while Palace will be happy to see Wilfried Zaha back in the team after injury. Kane worry for Spurs. Tottenham bounce back from Champions League heartbreak with a 4-1 away win at Bournemouth. Heung-min Son was the star man with two goals, but Spurs would have been worried to see Harry Kane limp off after only 20 minutes.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
Harry Kane limped off. This is a word we often hear when a player's injured. To limp means to walk with difficulty because you've hurt your leg. So to limp off means to walk off the pitch with an injured leg. You sometimes hear the phrase to hobble off, which means the same. And if the injury is more serious, a player might be stretchered off.
Before we move on, we'd like to tell you about our new Activity Week on Premier Skills English. It's a free series of lessons designed to help you with your English, and you can sign up for it now on our homepage. Just go to the website and look for the live tab at the top of the page. It's all about football and films, and we'd love to see you there. Right, every Monday we give out three Match Week awards: Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
Okay, Rich, let's hear your choices and then we'll see if people agree with you in the comments section.
My Player of the Week this week is Leicester City's Riyad Mahrez. A goal and an assist, and the Algerian looks like he's back to his best. My Team of the Week is Burnley. The Claretts got a great 3-0 away win against West Ham in difficult circumstances. And finally, my Match of the Week is Bournemouth v Tottenham. Spurs won 4-1, but Bournemouth actually played pretty well, and it was a very good game, full of flowing football. The Premier Skills fantasy football team is in 12th place in the Premier Skills League, but our Team of the Week is Sky FFC, managed by Gilbert Asamoah Iwusu, a Liverpool fan from Ghana. Gilbert has got 58 points this week, so well done to you.
You predicted a win for Liverpool against United, but Jose Mourinho's team won 2-1, as I had predicted.
I know, a disappointing result in more ways than one.
What match are you going to look at next week?
The Premier League is taking a break for a couple of weeks as there are FA Cup matches followed by internationals. So my next prediction is for Match Week 32, which will be played at the end of the month. The match is a big one. It's Chelsea against Spurs. Harry Kane might be injured, so it's going to be a difficult away match for Tottenham. Chelsea need the 3 points if they want to finish in the top four, so I'm going for them to win this one. Final score, Chelsea 1, Spurs 0.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup. Remember to check out the Premier Skills English homepage to sign up for our new activity week on the language of films. And don't forget to join in the discussion at the bottom of the page. If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not leave a rating or review, and that will help other people find us. Bye for now, and enjoy your football.